When milk is turning, do you call that, have any special name for that?
Sour milk or butter milk.
How about the, when it gets lumpy?
That's before it gets be butter milk.
Yeah, clabber, and then the kind of cheese you make with that is, what do you call that kind of cheese? And then an apple pie that is made by piling up things, and you put in a layer of pastry and then some apples and then some more pastry.
Stack pie. Stack cake.
Okay. That's good. All right. And a sweet liquid served in a pie. Maybe or might be put on a pudding or a pie. Something you pour over it.
Dip.
Yeah. Now, how is dip made?
The sugar and milk.
The sugar and milk and maybe nutmeg?
Well, you can
or just sugar and milk. I see. But I was thinking something more like maybe a little thicker than that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Are you familiar with that? That looks like a sauce. And then if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get a...
Well, we call it a drink.
Yeah, in a...
Dipper, or a glass, or a cup. Or
and if you... you were sitting at a table and someone passed a... you had a big bowl of potatoes, you might pass them over to the person next to you, and you might say...
You have some potatoes?
Or help.
They don't say how we help here. That's blowing down south,
Well, I meant like help yourself.
Sit down at the table and say, hey, help yourself, here it is.
Okay, and if you didn't want any food, you might say,
I'm not hungry, I don't know what different words for you.
And if you had a big roast on Sunday, and then you're going to have the same thing the next day, you might say, today we're having...
Leftovers.
Sure, you put food in your mouth and you...
When I get my mouth, I start chewing it, but I ain't got no teeth.
Okay, well, that's all right. Now, something made with cornmeal and boiled milk or water.
They call that
cornmeal and milk.
Yeah, or water. Just take cornmeal and water and boil it, and then sometimes eat it with
mush.
Sure.
Well, that's good. Mush is good.
And then if you just had a little thing outside, a little place outside where you planted some. Oh, just a small number of carrots and things. You call that just a little...
In the garden.
Yeah, and those things that you grow in there would be called...
Vegetables.
All right, and now you were talking before, did you ever use that lye that you've made from the ashes for anything other than soap?
Yeah, it was in harmony with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's what I was wondering about. And did you ever grind that stuff up? The hominy? Never made grit.
Grits don't go too well in this part of the country. They're more south.